listening to the sound of my voice here. With your eyes closed comfortably, I'd like you to make yourself aware of all the sounds around you. The clock ticking, perhaps, or the distant murmur of traffic. Allow all of those sounds to form part of your inner mental landscape, allowing them to draw you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Let them go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine some things. Don't worry if you can't. Just focus on the sound of my voice and allow it to relax you further and further. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. And now, while you're resting there, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands where they are resting, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbow. Maybe sensing the weight of your head. And you know, that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now, wondering if they will start to feel heavy too, as you relax, thinking about your breathing for a few moments. Noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slower and steadier. Breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb even a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier. Because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just ticking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just ticking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms. Just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert. And noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Letting go of all the tensions that were there, almost but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fibre, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully calm as anyone could ever wish to be. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. You feel perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take and every word I speak, you can just let go. As you relax there, listening and enjoying these moments all for yourself, you can let your mind drift and dream. And I would like you to imagine something for me. You are standing at the top of 10 steps, beautiful stairs in an old stately home, somewhere you've been, or somewhere you've seen in a film or on television. Or perhaps it's somewhere new, a place you're creating all for yourself right now. But you know that as you make your way down those stairs, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more. And with every number I count, you can just let go of any stress or tension. Just drift down into a wonderfully quiet and calm place. And at the bottom of the steps is a short corridor that leads to a door. A door to a very special place. A room where no one ever goes but you. And in that room, you can feel just exactly as you would want to feel here today. Relaxed, refreshed, perfectly at ease. And to find this place, all you need to do is make your way down those stairs. So as I count down from 10 to 0, you can just find yourself relaxing with each number. Drifting deeper now, following my voice as I count. 10. Just find yourself relaxing more and more. Every step down, taking you closer to that room inside. To 9. Stepping down to 8. Perfectly at ease as you carry on down to 7. And the is a handrail, strong and solid on the wall alongside you, worn smooth by many years of use. And you realise that you've been down this stairway many, many times, and that this room exists inside you already, ready to be accessed to gain the strength and understanding you already possess. And six, there's a picture on the wall beside you, a picture that inspires you as you watch it forming. And I don't know if it's a picture or perhaps a photograph of someone you know, someone you love, or a painting of a special place that gives you peace or confidence, somewhere special you've been or somewhere you know. Perhaps it's still a swirling mass of colour that hasn't quite formed yet, creating a feeling of strength and possibility that comes to you directly, deep from within your subconscious, allowing you to trust in this process as you take another step down to five. Halfway down those steps, curious as to what you'll find as you continue down. As if you're walking on a cushion of air, not quite touching the steps anymore, floating on down from three to two, every muscle just loosening and relaxing. You can see that hallway and you can see the door at the end as you look forward to finding that room, that special place deep inside. Place you know already exists. You're just finding it for yourself again now as you step down from two to one, almost all the way down those stairs now, just floating down that final step from one to zero. And you can relax your shoulders, every muscle, every fibre of your being, perfectly at ease. And you make your way along that corridor that's lined with pictures. Pictures of people or places that inspire you, that keep you safe and make you feel comfortable. Reminders of all the success you've already achieved in your life. Certificates, smiling faces of friends and family and loved ones. And as you walk down along that corridor, you walk past a grandfather clock, an old, antique grandfather clock. And you can hear it ticking, marking the gentle pass of time. As you stop and look at the hands of the face, you suddenly realise that the sound of the tick is just the sound of a moment passing, and that the space in between the ticks is where we truly exist. The space in between the ticks is the very moment in which all is real, and you can choose to place your mind in that space now, as you watch the hands slowly moving around the face. Realising that although they've been round so many times, every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, for weeks, months, years, decades and centuries, those hands can only tell you of the very moment in which you truly exist. Now. Because the past is gone, and gone with it is any opportunity to change what's happened. And yet you understand that the wonderful truth is that we don't have to change the past. You have coped with and survived everything from your past. And the future? The future is just a dream. A dream that you can colour with bright, clear possibility. choose to imagine your future just as you would wish it to be. And you can fill it with joy and happiness, healthy choices, and all the success that you truly deserve. But it all begins in this very moment, where all is real, in between the ticks of the clock. And before you move on from the clock in front of you, you see your reflection in the glass window of the cabinet as the pendulum swings back and forth, deep inside, back and forth, back and forth. And you catch your reflection and notice something has changed. As you stand reflected in that glass, something has already changed. You can't quite catch what it is. Perhaps it's that you're standing more confidently, or that there's a smile on your face, or happiness in your eyes, a joy radiating from you that you can witness in that reflection of yourself now. This inspires you as you turn and move forward, floating down along that corridor to the door of that room where no one ever goes but you. That room in which you can discover so much about yourself and how you will find that comfort, peace and understanding that already exists deep inside you. For in that room, notice whether it's hinged on the left or the right, its size, its shape, its colour, texture, design. Will it open towards you or away? Will it creak or glide open? Is it light or heavy, old or new? And you see the handle, and before you reach out to open the door, you notice the lock. I wonder where the key is. Is it in your pocket? Or around your neck on a length of twine? Or is it already in your hand? An old, ornate brass key that's cool to touch, but warming as you hold it in your hand. Wherever that key is, you know that this room is never locked to you. And that this room is always accessible to you now, because all you need to do is just simply remember that it exists deep inside you, right now. Because to open the door, you simply use your mind. Your mind is the key that unlocks that door. As you find yourself stepping through into a room that is just exactly as you choose it to be. All around you flows a feeling of safety and comfort, bringing a strength that flows through you and radiates from you, inspiring you to trust in the positive future that you create for yourself. Each day you feel more confident, more capable, and more connected with all your inner skills and resources. Resources that are waiting here, now, for you to tap into and enjoy. And while you're pondering these thoughts, I'd like to tell you a story. The woman was in the habit of buying a train ticket at a set time to a particular town, just to fill her time. As always, she would stand on the familiar platform and the train would come to a standstill in front of her. As always, she boarded. There was never anywhere to sit. The carriage was always stuffy and full of angry people. The journey was tiring, and she would often get flung about as the train bounced and jolted along the track. But this is what the woman was used to doing. This was the route she always took. Station after station would speed by. Deep down, every tingling nerve in her body cried out to be with people who were happy. She wanted to sit down and have a smooth route, but she didn't. Day after day, week after week, it was the same. And then one day, as she was queuing to get a ticket again, she overheard a young child talking to her father. And the girl said, "There are so many trains here, and so many places to go. It's so exciting." And the woman looked up at the departure board and saw all the possible trains and journeys she could take. She realised that the young girl was right, and she stood on her usual platform, and the doors of the stuffy, crowded train opened, and the angry people around her got onto the train. But this time, she didn't. The doors slammed, and the train pulled away. And she smiled as she stared at it, as it sped on to her old destination, without her. Starting now, more and more, you will realise that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts, the way you think about situations. You will be able to shift your thoughts, the way you think about situations. You will be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living. Enjoy every day. You will become more and more aware that if life situations are not the way you always want them, you will work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You will work to change things that are not the way you want them, but you will do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You will become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living, but you will also be aware that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you will accept them calmly. You will be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realise that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you will work to change anything that is changeable, that you can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without anger. You will be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let the worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go. You'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. Now you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are, unique and special. Your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognise what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone. And with it's gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth, that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will, won't you?